You're listening to 89.7 with Soph and Stu. My arms are always open. That's right, you're on 89.7 with Soph and Stu.
Nice one. All right, Sophie, we got another band coming up in about 10 minutes, but it's Christmas time. Well, it's 10 Mondays till Christmas, as you said before, Soph.
Sure is. Scary thought, isn't it?
Now, cyber dangers are always in full swing at any time of the year, but particularly this year. Now, as we lead into the festive celebrations, shopping takes centre stage in terms of priorities. So it's a time for giving, yet for cyber criminals, it's the perfect opportunity for taking. Now, what can people do, do you wonder, to avoid this? What would you do?
I don't know. See, my theory would be take everything out in cash, but that's not really convenient,
no,
is it?
No, and it's not very modern either.
No, it's not modern.
So to discuss this even more, we've got Andrew Bycroft, CEO of the International Cyber Resilience Institute. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
You've got a few simple tricks that people can use for their families to stay safe from the cyber world and cyber attacks throughout Christmas.
That's right, guys. So probably the first one, and this is a really simple one, is we tend to get a lot of those emails with like e-cards or e-greetings, you know, wishing us well for Christmas.
Yes.
If they come from people that you don't know, just don't bother opening them.
Okay, so it's not a present.
Yeah, it's not a present, yeah.
So how does that work? Because so often you see emails from random emails. Do emails get hacked and then hackers will send these requests and these scams off, you know, people's emails who have been hacked? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. They go and harvest email addresses. It's pretty easy to do that. And then they go and send out a bunch of these. They send out millions in a day. And unfortunately, all it takes is someone to open one of those and it's payday for the cyber criminals.
Which I'm assuming is quite common, these people opening these absolutely. And clicking. And...
Yeah, it is. Especially this time of year, people, you know, like a free gift. So they're quite vulnerable, unfortunately. I guess the next tip is when you are checking emails, think about anything that comes from Australia Post or Courier. I know we may be expecting gifts to come in the mail, or we may have ordered something, but think about it for a moment. How would Australia Post or Courier Company actually have your email address to begin with if it's not actually on the address label? So just be cautious of any emails that look like they're coming from those companies.
Yeah, I've seen them they've been popping up in my inbox for years now, or a year. Over the past year, I've noticed them because, you know, you do check it.
I know, and at the start, I get excited, and I'm like, wow, this is nice, but no, you can't be fooled.
No, especially if you're a big-time online shopper, especially over Christmas, people are. Have you got any more tips for us, Andrew?
Considering we're talking about online shopping, when you're actually doing any sort of online retail, make sure that you're only buying from reputable retailers. So if you're not sure, if you've never shopped with this particular retailer before, put their name into Google plus the word review and just see what comes up. And if there's lots of negative reviews, then steer clear.
That's a good tip, actually. I'm going to take that one under my belt, actually.
I've actually never heard of doing that, which is funny.
Yeah, so you write review afterwards.
Yeah,
that's right. Cool. Put the name of the retailer and the word review into Google and just see what comes up. And if there's lots of really bad stuff, just keep well away from them.
Is there websites? Obviously, there's websites out there that people need to be mindful of. But do you have any advice for parents with young kids or kids that will be looking to buy presents for their parents online?
So one of the things you need to do is keep clear of anything that offers something that sounds like it's too good to be true. So a lot of these gift cards, for example, they say get a $100 gift card but only pay $50. Well, that's clearly a scam. What's he going to get if you get anything at all is going to be a fake gift card. It's not actually going to work. So steer clear of anything like that. It's too good to be true. It really is too good to be true.
There you have it. Four tips. Don't open e-cards. Make sure you check that. Think about things from Australia Post. Buy from reputable retailers.
Reputable?
Do Google reviews and avoid things that are too good to be true. Andrew, thank you so much for your time on 89.7.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Thanks, Andrew. Right, that's some pretty good advice. I'm going to take that on board, and I hope that everyone listening will too, so you can protect your money over the Christmas season, because it is a time for giving, but it's a time for taking for those scammers.
Absolutely. All right.